It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Musicians and Michigan natives Seth Bernard and May Earlywine have made a new album inspired by their journey across Ethiopia. They collaborated with a Michigan-based coffee company in the project Run Across Ethiopia. The plan was to help raise money to build schools in the coffee-growing region of that country.
One step at a time, one ahead and another behind. It's a race to cross the line that divides you and I. When we run, run, run.
Seth and May's album is titled New Flower, and they join me now in Studio East. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jen.
Now, you knew going into this trip that the plan was to come back with some ideas to give birth to this CD. Did that change your creative process at all?
Well, it was definitely an exciting thing to take on. You know, the runners had to run a marathon every day. They were taking on that great challenge. So it was kind of our challenge, was to write the music while we were there in this rich culture.
If we grieve, we'll extend our hands in peace when we run, run, run.
Tell us about the song we're hearing right now.
This song was definitely inspired by the runners. There were American runners and six Ethiopian runners that were living there, and seeing the camaraderie and the way they connected through this really intense commitment, I was just so moved by that. And then everywhere they were running, there was, you know, communities of kids and people coming to say hello and running with them, and it really just was, I think, beyond what they anticipated as far as this joyful coming together of people. And so the song was for the runners and inspired by them.
Do you then view New Flower as a soundtrack for the trip, or do you really look at it as the end product of the project?
Some of both. Actually, Jen, there's a film that was made while we were there, so some of this music was intended for the soundtrack. And then we wrote more than what could fit on an album. We were really focused on our intention for the pilgrimage, the reason we were included and invited. We knew we only had 2 weeks, so we wrote and wrote and wrote, and we wrote all these other songs that we're going to release later this spring in the second installment. And so it could be a soundtrack to the trip. It can be sort of a joining of our culture and this beautiful ancient Ethiopian culture that we had the honor of participating in across a 250-mile spectrum of sort of microcultures, from the metropolis of Addis Ababa and going to the African Jazz School and to the home of Henok Temezgen, who's a famous Ethio jazz musician, to really, really rural regions where there are hardly any visitors. And so a lot of it is our thoughts. Some of this music has to do with the coffee trade. Some of it has to do with the people that we met and the feelings we had arriving and experiencing this, and also coming back to America. So there's a lot in there.
Now, Seth, you've picked this next song for us to hear. It's called Absalom's Theme. Tell us about the song.
Yeah, Absalom was our driver. He took us all over Ethiopia, became a good friend of ours. Very intense guy, very dignified guy. He'd been through a lot of tragedy in his life, like a lot of people we met, but carried himself in a very dignified manner. And the inspiration musically was to sort of create a driving song for these long drives, and to marry Ethiopian music and American music. Now, one thing that we really fell in love with right away is some music that came out of the 60s called Ethio Jazz, which is already a mixture of Ethiopian music and American jazz. And so I sort of put it in a setting of American guitar rock, which is sort of what I grew up with, and keeping in my heart this friend that we made that was a big part of our journey, Absalom.
This is Absalom's Theme. Thank you. the musical ideas you collect as you're traveling around the world, do those stay with you? Will we continue to hear Ethiopian influences in your music?
Definitely, yeah. We were given a great gift, you know? I mean, these scales and notes and just, there's something that I can't put into words that I was given musically that I can tap into, I feel like, for forever. So it was amazing.
There was a moment that was sort of the peak of what was a very long peak experience for us in our lives, where we visited the village of Hasegola, where the first school was being built, and 2,000 or 3,000 people greeted us and formed this long tunnel leading up to the school. We were showered with song and smiles, and we danced with everybody, and we felt so humbled to be given such gratitude. And I feel that every time we play this music, and there's a certain form that we learned in Ethiopia called tizata, and it means nostalgia, it means memory. So the music is built for that. It's built for that memory to live in, and I could play that kind of music all day, every day, and be happy. So it's gonna be in there deep down.
Seth Bernard and May Early Wine's newest CD is New Flower. Seth, May, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jen.
Thanks.